Go ahead, break the huddle, bro. All
right, man, it's time to break the huddle. Ready, break. Big ups. And this is another Supreme Weekly Roundup. It's your boy, Jovial Joel, in the house once again, talking about another shakeup week here in Supreme. I got my coach, Philly Phil, with them championship Jets on the line. What's up, coach?
Hey, man. H-Town, hold it down, man. Boys, it's back in the house. Trying to make sure.
That's right. We got another hot coach in here. We got a Rams coach, Zach, in the line. What's up, coach? Give him a shout out.
What's going on, coaches?
Man, we out here talking about another Supreme Weekly Roundup. So, get us started, Philly Phil, man, with that power rankings, if you got it, coach.
Yeah, man. We got some things shaking this week, man. We already got back-to-back weeks with the motherfucking number one ranked team falling already, man. So,
yeah.
We gonna give y'all what it was. You know, obviously, this thing gonna get switched up again next week. We're gonna give y'all what it was this week.
We got Coach Prime on the line. Coach, give a shout out.
Yo, what's up, Supreme?
All right, everybody in the house, go ahead with that, Coach.
Yeah, and we're gonna start out today with the Ravens at one. We got the Bucks at two. We got the Panthers falling in at three with a big win over the Saints last week. We got the Rams jumping back into that top five. We got the Jets that fell from the one spot. We got the Saints that fell from the two spot. We got the Titans down to seven. Giants at eight. The Vikings moved up a little bit to nine. Mm-hmm. And the Colts to close us out with the 10th spot.
Okay, the no more undefeated teams, Coach. What do we think about this season so far? We Jets took a loss, but we also seen those Ravens followed up with a loss today. Completing the fact that, hey, there will be no undefeated teams this season in Supreme. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it really is tough to go, you know, 16-0 in this league just because, you know, we do got a lot of gimme games, but we got a lot of top contenders, man. It ain't too many times you're going to get 16 gimme games on your schedule. You're going to always have a nice little gauntlet in there with at least five or six teams that's going to be, you know, good playoff style matchups during the regular season. So most of the time it's very hard to be able to pull it out and go 16-0 during the regular season.
Most definitely. So I mean, it's shaping up right here to mid-season, and we had some very interesting results last week. I mean we heard a little chatter about those Dolphins, but they were able to pick up a win against those 49ers. It's good to see some competitive nature coming out of South Florida these days. Those 49ers came off a big win just to fall into a loss. I know Coach Marv is not feeling good about that one. He heard a little flack in the group after that loss. I wasn't able to fully see that game. Anybody catch that one?
No, I wasn't able to catch that game either.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, we know it happened. We know those Dolphins got off the schneid and got a win against a decent team. We also seen those Packers. Those Packers seem to turn it on when they won, and they beat those Colts. Colts talk a lot about AFC, NFC, but he lost to not a top team in the NFC last week. You know, is this a team to really take seriously, the Colts, in the playoffs if they lose games like this to the Packers?
Well, Jordan, he's not consistent, but he can ball. He can ball with the big dogs. So, I mean, anybody that got him on the schedule is that's a potential dark horse there. You got to take him serious.
Yeah, I do agree. That coach, he's drafting pretty well. He has some good rookies on that team, and they're showing they could play. Colts usually a top – the final 18 each year. So that was a big win for those Packers. Also, last week result that was interesting was those Texans found a way to beat the Titans. Titans is a team that they'll beat a defending team like the Jets, but then they'll lose to the Texans. What's going on right there?
Yeah, man. I mean, the Texans is a good team. It's a solid team. He played good defense. He got a nice little offensive scheme. But that was surprising, man, for him to be able to beat the Titans, man. The Titans is a like I always say, man, it's a very strong team that comes with it. He play his game. He don't get outside of his game plan, no matter how much he loses by or winning by. And I will say, for him to be able to beat me the time that he did was just being so familiar. We are in the same division in another league. So he's very familiar with the Yam City Passing Academy and a lot of the things that I do and my tendencies. So, you know, whenever you get to play that, you know, twice a year, you know, you definitely get familiar with it, and you kind of know what's coming, and you can kind of anticipate some things. But we definitely didn't see that win happening. Oh man, if you take a look here, I think we got somebody that's just joined, man.
Yeah.
Coach from the Eagles,
he's hot right now. We got Walt on the line. What's up, Coach? Give him a shout out.
What is this shit? What
are
you talking about?
Hey man, we see them Eagles are getting back to their ways of past couple games, beating those Redskins, laying a smack down on those Lions. What's changed in that Eagles locker room lately?
Man, it ain't been nothing but a little concentration on our end. But what's good with the support?
Hey, Coach. Oh, man, we just getting to what we do, man. We getting to what we do, making sure we getting everybody understood of the competition going on here in the Supreme Weekly Roundup. Good to have you on.
Yeah, Coach. Hey, we want to tell you, Walt, for best quality, man. Try to get you somewhere where it's less a big room or something like that, because you sound like you got a nice echo in there. So try to figure
that
out.
Like y'all still in the locker room working.
Yeah. So try to figure that out, Coach, and get you some headphones, so make sure that you can be able to have quality, so we can hear you and you not sound like you got a muzzle going on. But let's go ahead.
Yeah, but keep it moving. Yeah,
we're gonna keep rolling though.
Let's talk about real quick, Coach. You were in this game, Ravens over the Jets, happened late last night. You know, this is a rivalry. We know it is. Everybody looked to see that. We hope to have it on full commentary next time. But great game to watch. Ravens edged you out. Tell us a little bit about that game and that experience.
Nah, man, it was a great game. You know, it's definitely a rivalry. We understand what he wants to do. We understand that he wants to beat us bad. And it definitely is reciprocated. We want to do the same. But, you know, we understand that it is a regular season game. We did everything we wanted to do. We moved the ball well. We got inside of the five, I want to say, six times, and we didn't get one touchdown. So, you know, we got inside of the five. We just couldn't get that extra four. We kept coming away with three. I think we kicked seven field goals throughout the game. We won the turnover battle. We won the yardage battle. We won in every facet of the game. We just threw a very crucial pick six inside of our own five that pretty much turned that game over. So,
yeah, that was a big time play right there.
Yeah. It was a great play. We hats off to that guy for being able to pull it through. It definitely was a big win for him. And it was good for us, a learning experience for us to be able to see that two tight end personnel set that everybody is really starting to get familiar with and really enjoying to run. So it was definitely a good game, man. It was a dandy. It was great for the league to be able to see that. We enjoyed being able to put on for Sunday night football, man. You'd be surprised. We ran a game at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, man. We still had 16 viewers on the line. So, you know, that definitely was a big one.
Oh, yeah. I even saw 21 up there at one point. But same.
Yeah, Coach, I actually think y'all had 21 up there.
Yeah, it was a highly rated game right there. And then one thing about it, as the Ravens learned, very quickly, the same thing will make you laugh or make you cry. So as we advanced into this week, we've seen another division rivalry that's been popping up every now and then. Those Ravens took a loss on a last-second field goal to the Browns. What do we thought about that game, fellas? That was a watch after last night's game.
I want to hear Zach's synopsis on this one, man. Let's give Zach the floor on this one.
Well, man, some would say you hate to see it. Others wouldn't.
You hate to see it.
But, hey, man, you can't be too high on these dubs when you got that next game on the schedule, counting your chickens before they hatch.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like he was feeling himself a little too much, but Sed's no slouch. He's a dark horse, too. I've seen him compete with the best of them. He's given me hell a grip of times. So, I mean, he's just not a guy you can overlook. So, you got to go into that game focused, prepared, and play, you know, turnoverless ball.
And that's what I like to say, man, to jump on that one, man. It's just – it's funny how things work and how things transpire, man, because that's not the first time that Sed has beat that guy. You know, when that guy jumped into his division and went back to the Ravens, Sed beat that guy before. Sed is very familiar with him. Like I said, with same thing with Titans, with me in another league. When you play against somebody two times a year and you got somebody that watches your games all the time, they get to understand your tendencies. They understand what you like to do. They understand what you struggle with.
Situationally.
And whenever somebody knows what you struggle with and what you like to do, the number one thing that they should be trying to do is take away the number one thing that you like to do and go after the things that you struggle with. And all that game, that's exactly what he did. He took away some of the things that he likes to do with that two tight end set and those crossers. And he applied pressure where he didn't have that time for that rookie quarterback to be able to run around and make those plays like he likes to do. So, like I said, man, hats off to Sid, man. It was a great game plan.
Big time win by the Browns.
I hate to see it be kind of clouded over by the way that that guy responded after the loss.
Shenanigans, I say. Definitely sportsmanship, inverse sportsmanship, I would say, by those Ravens at the end of that game. It's up to the league interpretation.
Hey, that's just salt, boys. That's just salt is all.
Yeah, you know, and everybody understand that, but it's like, you know, if you're going to beat your chest whenever you get big-time wins, man, you can't go run and hide and give all these bullshit excuses.
Yeah, don't be selfish.
Yeah, you got to take them L's with the dubs.
Right.
Yeah,
so
you just got to shut the fuck up.
Hey, that really is the best case, dog. You know, if you get it, I don't give a fuck who you are. Everybody in this bitch don't like to lose. So when you take that loss, just close your motherfucking app. Don't even read what the fuck boys are talking about on the thread.
Hell yeah,
go get
bro.
You some motherfucking lunch.
Nigga, back in 24 hours.
Exactly.
Hey, get back to the line later on, dog, because you know niggas is firing your ass up on the line, man. When the kitchen is hot, if you really can't stand that heat, man, make sure you go and get somewhere where it's cold.
Most definitely cold. So, yeah, that was an interesting breakdown. Those Ravens are going to be on people's radar. They got a big game coming up next week against those NFC Giants. Also, the Cowboys topped the Saints. So, Saints on a two-game losing streak after that game. Cowboys looking like they finding out how they play that style of football that they like to play again. I was impressed to see them. I mean, they really put some big points on those Saints.
I didn't get a chance to watch that game, man. Anybody who did, why don't y'all give us a little insight on how it went and how it transpired?
Well, you definitely got the Cowboys. Is they love to play a team that want to swing it out wide like that. That's their style. You know, they often have gotten to that wildcat, take it wide, make a couple plays, and break out of there. But also, the passing game was working for the Cowboys. And, you know, anytime, like we mentioned, you go up multiple possessions on those Saints are in trouble. And Cowboys are a top three team in interceptions this year, so it played to their advantage in this one. And it was a route late, so big ups to those Cowboys on that one.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Big time win.
And just to wrap up last week, I mean, with some of the early results from this week, those Seahawks topped the Patriots. Patriots seem to be dealing with some injuries. Seahawks looking to get some momentum going. So that was big for the Seahawks in an NFC West that's being led by our coach Rams here. And so that was big for him to close that gap between that division lead. Okay, and so the last big game this week before we go into our playoff dark horses are that Bucks at Vikings preview, man. We talking about Bucks are once again top in scoring defense. Vikings are once again top in rushing defense. We watched it last year or last season on full commentary broadcast. What do we think our preview of this Bucks at Vikings game?
I'm expecting a lot of rushing yards. You got the Wham Master in the Bucks, and you got the Toss Master in the Vikings, and it's going to be just a clash in the trenches. Who can control the clock and keep that ball moving on the ground?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Those Vikings have four of the top five. They have four of the top 10 offensive linemen, top offensive linemen in the NFC as it stands right now. So they're stacking them together. As far as a cohesive unit that is on a 4-game win streak, Bucks are on a 6-game win streak, as well as the Rams on a 6-game win streak. So, see, it's a matchup between two hot teams. So, I think that, you know, Vikings are looking to get some revenge this time from last time's loss to the Bucks, and we'll see. So, as we get ready to finish this thing up, what about some of these playoff dark horses that we can start to see visualized in this part of the season?
Man, I always look at it, man, and say that it's always at least one or two newcomers that jump into that playoff contention in supreme every year. You usually start off, you know, everybody knows we got our, you know, the top four coaches that usually come out of the NFC which well, at the NFC and the Rams and the Panthers and you know, things like that. But it's always somebody that sneak in, man. They get them a, you know, a wild card spot, shit, even a divisional spot when they can to win that division, like the Bucks did last year, man. But for me, I'm looking through it, man, and I just see a lot of teams that's right there on the cusp of being good enough. You know, obviously you got Tree. That's a formidable opponent and with the AFC South, man. But I really think that the Texans, man, if they can turn around the back half, their schedule is looking kind of light. If they can get a couple of those big wins against their division opponents, they got a good chance, man, to sneak into the playoffs as a wild card spot, that sixth seed, man. Because you know, in the AFC, you usually, if you can get to about 11-5, you got a good shot, man.
And I would say that for me, it would be those Giants. Those Giants are playing good defensive ball. They have a defensive player of the year candidate at a 77 overall. I don't know how he's doing it. I'm watching that guy, but he's leading the NFC East with a 5-5-2 record right now, with the Redskins dropping some, Eagles making a climb. Cowboys looking to get good again. So that NFC East is going to be very interesting. But right now, those Giants, they're coming in and really making a big image in my mind to make some playoff moves.
It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting to see them Giants and the Cowboys, man. Cowboys is 3-4.
Right, they 4-4 after today's win.
Oh, yeah, 4-4 after today's win. And the Giants got a big win against them, the Green Bay Packers, this week. So, man, if they do stumble up and turn out to be 5-3, man, we might have a real race in that NFC East.
I'm very see that.
So it's gonna be interesting, man. Like I said, that back half of the season is really when that cream starts to rise to the top, man. The boys start to separate themselves. So I'm looking forward to it, man. This week should be a good one, and we'll check back with you next week, Coach.
For sure. And anything else, Coach Prime? Anybody else got anything as we get ready to wrap up this week's Supreme Weekly Roundup?
Hey, man, I ain't got much to say right now.
You saw the action this weekend. I mean, this morning, fellas. This shit supreme. Big ups. Compete at all costs.